with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, now the experts say that it's very important before you exercise to stretch. How many of you exercise? Well, it's more than the 9 o'clock mass. Hardly any of them admitted that they exercise. Well, you know, this is not my homily, but a side note, you can exercise at any age. Doesn't matter if we are 10 or 110. Any exercise has an immediate benefit. And all exercise means is that you go to the limit of what you can do and you try and push it a little bit more. You try and stretch yourself out. But before you do that vigorous exercise, be sure to stretch. And in fact, I think they say that when you get over 30 or 40, if you're going to exercise for 30 minutes, you should stretch for 10 minutes before that exercise. It's that important. So let's just stretch right now. Why don't we? Come on, everybody, and just do it. If you can't raise your arms all the way, just whatever you can, just kind of give a little stretch there. Come on, give you permission. Come on. Oh, yeah. That feels kind of good, doesn't it? Yeah, wakes you up, it gets us ready for what's coming. That's the idea of stretching before exercise, is so when we get into some game or some activity that our body is ready and we can fully participate, we don't get hurt, we don't get wounded along the way. I'm thinking about stretching because I'm thinking about Easter. And I think that Easter, at its heart, is an experience that stretched the early church, expanded their vision, brought them to a new understanding completely of who God is, and that same truth will occur in our lives. What we hear in the scriptures is we hear about that stretching process that the early church went through. We get images from the book of Revelation. We also get images from the Acts of the Apostles about how God planned and plans to shepherd his people through times of difficulty into a life of grace. So we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, we hear in the book of Revelation, first of all, what that looks like. We hear these people who survived a time of great distress. John has a vision of all the people who have followed Christ, and they are very numerous, they are quite diverse, they are from every nation, race, people, and tongue, and they survived a time of great distress and are now robed in white, white that is brought to them curiously through the blood of the Lamb, which is to say that through their trials and their difficulties, they've come to the glory of being in God's presence. And then we also hear the Acts of the Apostles. We've been hearing stories over and over again each Easter Sunday and during the week as well. And the odd thing is that the more these apostles get persecuted, the happier they are. The more they get thrown into prison, it seems to make their joy go up. And Jesus is pointing out that when you are willing to be stretched by the persecution and the trial and the discipline of following him, that's when you come to know the full life, the true glory of being an Easter people. And I invite us to have that sort of attitude in our lives, that the Lord has each one of us on the threshold, on the cusp of experiencing His grace in a profound new way. And it'll usually happen to us in the moments that stretch us. When we feel like we're at the very boundary of what is comfortable for us, that is where the risen Christ will make His appearance most perfectly to us. I think we've had some stretching moments like that here in the parish, and I can think of one that just happened yesterday, and it happened also on Thursday, and that was our time here to have, we've had First Communions. 115 of our young people celebrated their First Communion last Saturday and yesterday. And then also on Thursday night, 83 of our young people celebrated confirmation. And one of the very cool things that I get to do is I get to watch you, who are parents and family members and aunts and uncles, I get to watch you watch the young people as they take that step, as they basically, as our second graders or our grade school students or whoever is having the First Communion, as they literally take Christ into their hands for the first time. They are literally taking a brand new step. They are crossing a threshold, if you will, because this faith that had formerly belonged to their parents or to the rest of us, they take it in their own hands. And second graders and people who have had your First Communion, it is now, you have God's grace, God's life in your own hands, and you are responsible for stewarding that mystery. And that is a powerful moment. And when our eighth graders are confirmed, get to watch their sponsor behind them as the hand is on the shoulder, and they watch the dialogue between them and it was Archbishop Kelleher this time, and how that encounter for them, it's an acknowledgement to our young people that you are living your faith in a more profound way now with the sealing of the Holy Spirit. So you too have crossed a threshold as you go off into high school, and the Holy Spirit now is your guide as you make that new step. But it's a new world. It's a new world for those young people who have received those sacraments. And I believe that is the essence of Easter, and that's what the Lord really is doing in each one of us, not just for those who are receiving sacraments for the first time, but God is taking each one of us and moving us into this life that is Easter time. And we'll get a glimpse of this new way of living throughout our lives, in everyday experiences. And it's happening in our parish life as well. I see some of that Easter new life as we are getting ready to renovate the hall downstairs. We basically talked to group leaders and we've said, okay, well, we're going to get a brand new hall, and so you have to move everything out of there, and you have to find somewhere to meet for 4 months. That's basically what we've said. Well, that's quite a stretching experience. That's not going to be easy, but it will be wonderful because it means a new hall, a new kitchen, new offices, new restrooms. That's going to be good. That's going to be something brand new, something worth celebrating. But the only way we'll get to that is through the working together and the new experience, if you will, of packing everything up and getting ready. But I think that's what Easter does for us. It helps us to move into the new, but not without discipline and not without struggling and wrestling with our current present reality. One other stretching experience I thought of was are the Christ Renews His Parish weekends. We've had our men's weekend a couple weekends ago, and the women will have a weekend next weekend. And that's a good example of allowing ourselves to get outside of our normal comfort area and to do something different, to set aside what's customary for us and thereby to be able to cross that threshold and recognize how much God wants to love us and care for us and how our brothers and sisters also care for us. Many have found Easter grace in that experience. For me, this is what Easter is about. Easter is about these everyday, these concrete experiences of how God is bringing us to a new awareness of His love. I think Easter says we're always just on the edge of encountering God's glory in a more profound way. But it will always be a stretch to encounter that risen Christ. When you feel just outside of your comfort area, recognize that Christ is there. He is there as shepherd, as guide, and Christ wants to reveal His Easter life to us today.
friends, together let's profess the faith we hold as followers of Christ. We believe.